T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy and 69 degrees. As millions of people across the nation continue to be impacted by the coronavirus, Congress works on creating a new relief bill. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talks about this issue.
What I think we need to apply the focus to, kids in school, health care, jobs, and liability protection so that doctors, hospitals, nurses, universities, K through 12, our whole society is not afflicted with an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic that we're all wrestling with.
There have been no official details released yet on what the new relief bill will include. Negotiations continue. Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are beginning to trend downward.
Dr. Norman said Wednesday that the Kansas counties that have mask orders are seeing the most improvement.
The counties that have adopted the masks, for the most part, are getting quite good at wearing masks. Businesses are adopting mask requirements in much larger numbers than they have in the past, which, by the way, is a successful business strategy.
He says that the overall statewide numbers of new cases is favorable, but that the reduction in new cases is entirely in the counties requiring masks. Those counties make up about 2/3 of the state's population. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Representative Roger Marshall was victorious in the Republican primary election Tuesday. He'll advance to run for the U.S. Senate in Kansas in November. And Marshall tells KNSS News what he's heard from the people of Kansas while campaigning.
What does the new normal look like? Kansans want their kids back to school. They want to do it in a safe and responsible fashion. They want their American dream back. They want their jobs back. And really, they'd be happy for the federal government just to leave us alone. But we need a strong economy. We need national security, some of those things. But they really just want their American dream back.
Dr. Marshall was a guest with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Due to the pandemic, Democrats canceled their in-person national convention slated for Milwaukee this month. Fox's Brian Yates reports.
Vice President Joe Biden will now address the nation and accept the Democratic nomination via video from his home state in Delaware. After ongoing consultation with public health officials and experts, the DNC concluded convention speakers should no longer travel to Milwaukee, quote, in order to prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production team, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden's in-person convention speech would have been an opportunity to counter critics who not only claim Biden is hiding from scrutiny, but also who question his cognitive abilities.
The convention will be held virtually for 2 hours each night over the course of 4 days. A Wichita man has been formally charged in the killing of his nephew. 57-year-old David Staley is charged with voluntary manslaughter in connection with the August 2nd stabbing of 34-year-old Ryan Spate. Wichita police say Spate and Staley live in the same house. Police say there was a party at the home and an argument occurred between Staley and Spate. And during the argument, Staley stabbed Spate, causing his fatal injuries. Staley is due back in court August 13th. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now on KNSS 610, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning, the traffic conditions good out there. Not really seeing any big traffic tie-ups just yet. The volume's still fairly light. And looking at the gasoline prices, just not seeing any changes from what we were seeing yesterday. Average, $1.97 to $1.99, but it's easy enough to find a station lower than that. Many at $1.95 and several down around $1.94. I spotted that near Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're watching two areas of scattered showers and thunderstorms, one to the west of us, another to the north, and they could bring in some clouds and a few showers early on. It'll be breezy and warmer today with a high 88. Another round of thunderstorms possible after midnight, our low 74, sunny, windy, and 94 on Friday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. And today is Thursday, August 6, 2020. Another nice day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 87 degrees. Normal high for the date is 92. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, we see, as you heard a moment ago with Dan Holliday, there's a cluster of showers out around Dodge City right now. That's, about 150 miles west of here, moving to the east, moving in our direction, and another cluster up north of Salina that's moving over toward Manhattan, north of I-70. Other than that, not a lot going on the radar screen this morning, I can tell you that. On this date in 1945, during World War II, the U.S. B-29 Superfortress Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb codenamed Little Boy on Hiroshima, Japan, resulting in an estimated 140,000 deaths. 3 days later, the United States exploded a nuclear device over Nagasaki. 5 days after that, Imperial Japan surrendered. Of course, the history is that President Truman made the call, thinking that an invasion of Japan, and from what I can read in history, I think he's probably right on the money, an invasion of Japan would cost over 1 million lives, U.S. boys, Japanese civilians. This was an awful thing to do, but Truman said he made the decision when it went to bed. Didn't think anything about it. But that was Harry Truman. All right. It was a terrible thing. Go ahead.
They attacked us.
Yeah, they started it. We finished.
And we put an end to the war.
The good thing is that since that time, we've become very, very good close allies with the Japanese.
Yep.
And mended those fences. So it has kind of a happy ending, at least.
We usually do with countries we go to war with.
We do.
We end up on very good terms with them.
Yeah. A Minneapolis commission has decided to take more time to review a city council amendment to dismantle the police department in the wake of George Floyd's death, ending the possibility of voters deciding the issue in November. The Charter Commission had expressed concern that the process to change the city's charter was being rushed after Floyd died following an encounter with a Minneapolis police officer. Some commissioners said they were more concerned with making the right changes rather than making them fast. So apparently Minneapolis backing off the idea of just completely dismantling its police department. I imagine there are some people have had some sobering thoughts about that. Wait a minute. We're going to think this over a little more. Now, here's a tip for you, Ted. We like to help folks out there that may be interested in trying to smuggle an animal somewhere. We have so many of them, right? It's a bad idea to transport a species that gets its very name from the howling sound it makes when you're smuggling. This helpful tip comes from, a little too late for a trio of people in Mexico who tried to smuggle in a pair of howler monkeys. Mexican National Guard says the smuggling effort fell apart when the car involved in the smuggling effort was pulled over for a traffic stop.
Yeah.
And when the officers approached the car, they reported hearing strange noises from a suitcase in the vehicle.
There you go.
Inside the suitcase were the howler monkeys, doing what they do best, howling. Yeah, howler monkeys are known for a deep barking roar, and in the wild, they are usually heard long before they are seen. I'm sure that's kind of a mechanism nature has given them to ward off their natural enemies. Howler monkeys in a suitcase. Well, that must have been a pretty big suitcase. I don't know how big a howler monkey is. Can't be like a baboon. Those things are huge. Well, I would like to do a good monkey story to start off the morning. Right, Ted?
I might as well tell you. He's a monkey.
He's a monkey. Well, I saw people, what a day yesterday. Saw people out jogging, walking and jogging on out in the west side late in the afternoon. Shelly and I were out. A lot of people getting out and enjoying the day. I got out again and went for a short workout, short run walk. It was great.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to heat up a little today.
We're getting back to summer temperatures now.
It's going to be more like summertime, but still, haven't had many 100-degree days this summer. In fact, one or two, maybe one. That's all I can think
of. Not many.
Not many at all. Did you get out and have a time to get outside yesterday, Ted? Do anything?
No, I was working most of the day.
You're just yeah, working.
Went home. Yeah.
All right. You work. You go home.
That's pretty much.
You come back.
What
go
I've
home.
Been doing since March.
Yeah.
Not much else to do.
That's a lot of people not doing much except hanging around the house. All right. 6:16. Come up on 6:17. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. See, the Royals were playing again last night. Were they?
If you call it that.
Oh.
They're just showing up.
Where were they? Were they in Chicago or at the home?
Kauffman.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we'll talk about the 86th annual NBC World Series. The National Baseball Congress continues with day three of competition. Action wrapped up after 12:30 in the morning, so less than 6 hours ago at X Stadium. They finally finished up. There were four games yesterday, and they were all elimination games, all important. The winners who survived, the Rose Hill Sluggers, the Hutchinson Monarchs, the Houston Express, and the Hattiesburg Black Sox all advanced. So now we're into day four of competition today with four games on the schedule. We have two losers bracket games in Hutchinson starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And then we have the winners bracket semifinals, and the winners bracket games are at X Stadium on the Wichita State campus, also starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Winners bracket action at X Stadium, 6 o'clock. You got the Hayes Larks, the Cheney Diamond Dogs, then followed by the Santa Barbara Foresters and the Liberal BJs as we round into day four at the NBC World Series. In golf, it's the first week of August, and we're finally going to play the first major of the season.
With the Open Championship canceled by the COVID-19 crisis, the U.S. Open moved to September, and the Masters now teeing off in November, the PGA Championship will be the first major tournament of 2020. This event, originally slated for back in mid-May, will still take place at Harding Park in San Francisco, and will have no spectators in attendance as a result of current COVID-19 protocols in the state of California. It's the first time Harding Park has ever hosted a major, as Brooks Koepka looks to win his third straight PGA Championship this weekend. If he does win, he'll become only the second player to take three consecutive titles after Walter Hagen and the first in the stroke play era. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
You mentioned the Kansas City Royals. They lost 6-1 to the Chicago Cubs at Kauffman Stadium last night. The Royals, kind of the same thing every night. Only five hits, four singles and a double. No offense
here?
At all. Yeah. 1-for-6, runners in scoring position. Two errors lead to three unearned runs. The Royals lose their sixth in a row. The Cubs are the top team in the big leagues. They win their sixth in a row.
Oh.
The Royals have one more chance at the Cubs, and that is tonight, wrapping up a four-game series. 6 o'clock up in Kansas City, the Royals and the Cubs. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. What about college football, which is just kind of a patchwork right now? Connecticut pulled the plug on its football season. News that Colorado State has been tamping down on its COVID numbers and kind of trying to hide the truth in Fort Collins.
Oh, really?
It's not good. College football teams, is there any accountability at all? Here's Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, college football, appearing on Sports Radio KFH.
And it's awful. It's repulsive. It's frankly our worst nightmare of you know, that old school macho football culture. Like, don't tell anybody you're hurt, only with a pandemic. And I guess one thing that's really disturbing to me and frustrating to me as somebody who covers the sport is, and not that there's anything we can necessarily do about this right now, but, you know, we're totally locked out from these programs. Nobody's going to let a reporter go to practice right now who hasn't been tested, and you don't know where they've been. And that's different than there are reporters inside the NBA bubble. There are reporters inside the WNBA bubble. Like, those sports have some accountability.
College football
right
is
now, these colleges,
a mess right now. They haven't even started
inside their practice facilities.
So some of them won't even that progresses. Their, you know, some Major League Baseball action yesterday in Phoenix. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Houston Astros 14-7. And a couple of former Wichita Wingnuts help out the Diamondbacks. Starting left fielder David Peralta, a home run and a triple, drove in four runs. And former Wingnuts pitcher Junior Guerra coming out of the bullpen for a scoreless seventh inning. He's got a 0.00 earned run average.
Wow.
Diamondbacks win. A couple of Wingnuts help out.
Yeah.
In the NBA, in the bubble in Orlando yesterday, the Toronto Raptors beat the Orlando Magic 109-99. Starting at shooting guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 21 points, 10 assists. Another huge game for Fred.
Great game, yes.
8 of 13 shooting on the day as the Raptors win their seventh in a row. They are the number 3 team in the NBA right now, late in the regular season. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows player and former Kansas City Royal, Ken Phelps.
All right.
Is 66 today. And he had one of the most hellacious seasons in Wichita baseball history when he was playing for the 1982 Wichita Arrows. 46 home runs, 141 driven in, 112 runs scored.
Wow.
He walked 108 times.
Really? And still got that many home runs?
Wow. Of course, he went on to play 11 years in the big leagues and had a pretty prolific home run trot in the 1980s. Ken Phelps, 66 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Thinking about a road trip right now? That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.